The race for the Florida House seat in District 2 is a contest between the incumbent Republican and a longtime Democratic activist. Today we'll take a look at the challenger, Diane Crummell.
I will fight just as hard as I did for the beach, that 2.5-year battle. I will take that same passion and commitment and work on things that matter to us, to our community.
When you have a conversation with Diane Crummell, her Save Pensacola Beach campaign usually comes up. Crummell's campaign to preserve public ownership of land on Pensacola Beach resulted in a county ordinance that limits building to protect undeveloped parts of Santa Rosa Island being passed last year. Now Crummell is going from activist to candidate, running for the District 2 Florida House seat held by Alex Andrade. She understands that running as a Democratic candidate in Northwest Florida is an uphill road.
Yes, we are outnumbered here, you know, as far as Democrats versus Republicans. And a Democrat hasn't held this seat in 25 years. But it's not about the D next to my name. It's about the person. It's about our community. It's about me doing things that matter to our community. This community means everything to me, and I've been out there for years. People know and trust me. They trust me.
Crummell has been the face of the Democratic Party in the region for a number of years. In 2016, she was a Hillary Clinton delegate to the Democratic National Convention. Now she's concentrating on issues that concern our part of Northwest Florida. She says the number one need is jobs.
You know, this COVID has put so many people on unemployment. They've lost their jobs. And now that the bridge has closed in Gulf Breeze, I've talked to folks. I've talked to some of these business owners, you know, and I've talked to some of the folks that work out on the beach. It now costs them more money to go to the beach to try to work there than they are making. So they're losing their jobs. And now the folks that are over in Gulf Breeze, the businesses are hurting so bad, so those businesses are closing or they're cutting back because there's not the need there. So I see this as the biggest issue that we are facing, you know, moving forward is jobs, is providing good paying jobs and keeping our businesses going, you know, giving them the support they need to continue to keep their doors open.
She also says that after hearing from business owners and people who have lost their jobs, that the Florida unemployment system needs a complete rebuild.
It is absolutely heartbreaking. So yes, you know, this broken unemployment system, it definitely needs a major overhaul from the bottom up. But yet handing it to the same person that created the first one is an absolute mistake. I would never do that.
Crummell is a graduate of the University of West Florida and a lifelong resident of the Pensacola area. She says she is disappointed with the way the governor reacted to the coronavirus pandemic.
He has failed horribly. I think it's been abysmal the way that this has rolled out. And I think many lives across Florida could have been saved. We need leadership. You should have had a strategic plan from day one. It was so left up to the different municipalities or the different counties and the different areas of the state to more or less come up with their own plan. You know, we needed a concrete strategic plan that they would follow from the very beginning, you know, and lay that out. You know, we are doing this. Yes, I understand that different parts of the state are different. You could take that in consideration, but we needed concrete laid out guidelines based on scientific data.
With just a few weeks to go before her first election as a candidate, Crummell says she's going door to door distributing information and talking with people in the district.
I've talked to all people from, you know, different party affiliations, and they understand that, you know, they want somebody that has lived here and understands the needs of the community. And I can say that beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am that person. And a lot of people are telling me that they are appreciative of that. Some people have even said this will be the first time they've ever voted for a Democrat in their life, but that the fact that I have been here and I have made a living here, grew up here, you know, had my business here, I didn't move away. I stayed right here.
Diane Crummell is the Democratic candidate for the Florida House seat in District 2. Tomorrow, we'll catch up with her opponent, Alex Andrade. Bob Barrett, WWF News.